Merry Christmas. A little Christmas comeback music. Oh my gosh, Frankie Emo is serving full plates of food in here. This is a scary place. Like a wolf pit on the end where the Vogelvogler's at.
Very.
I can't tell if it's jackals, hyenas, or wolves down at that end, but there's bone crunching going on, I can tell you that. What a beautiful Saturday morning. You listen to KFNS 590 AM.
I mobile on demand.
He never could say it before. Now he's got to say it every time, don't he? Beautiful Saturday morning. This is our Christmas show, if you haven't been able to tell yet. Catered by Smokey Moe's, Frank Emo. Everybody's eating food. Okay, Bill Cooper, jump in there. What did you think of that plate of food, buddy?
Oh, like I said, if I had those false teeth, I'd take them out. Those ribs, you could gum them easily.
What do you think of those beans?
Oh, my gosh. Now, that's a recipe that's...
You're going to try to get that, aren't you? You like the potato salad and other stuff, too?
Oh, Ray, that was a perfect plate of food. And you don't think...
First time I've ever seen a grown man lick a paper plate.
Well, I've been known to do that.
Hey, tell Frankie to come in here a minute. Tell Frank to come in here a minute real quick. Timmy, what do you think of the food there so far?
I got a plate of bones here.
Okay, here, give Frank your microphone real quick. Frank, tell the folks what you just served our media folks. Get in there. Go ahead.
Hi, folks.
Okay, would you serve the guys and girls?
Wait a minute, I got to get the ribs out of my teeth.
Oh, you're eating too. Okay.
Okay, we had broccoli casserole, my famous broccoli casserole that's amazing.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that amazing,
yes.
Vogler?
Yes. Good God!
Some awesome beans that we make up.
Those are killer.
Garlic bread with cheese, I make it with real garlic sauteed in homemade Amish butter with Provel on it. It's amazing.
Provel, that's the pizza stuff, yeah.
And we have my ribs that we really love, our potato salad, and I'm getting ready to cut up some brisket for the boys and girls.
Thank you, Frankie.
That boy is
Thank
good.
You, Ray.
Hey, bacon and eggs will never cut it again for breakfast.
So many requests for this. I'm still going to call it muzzleloader. I just read the Independent Journal, and it's the title from the Missouri Department of Conservation was alternate season, whatever. And even the Independent Journal from Potosi says muzzleloader season, black powder season. Yes. And with that being deer season and deer season in Iowa, we got a lot of requests. We're going to do Bambi one more time. Matty G., let's do Bambi, shall we? Before we interview,
we're ready to rock and roll this morning. Well, while we're speaking of deer, let's stick with tradition at Eye in the Outdoors. You only hear it here on Eye on the Outdoors.
Bambi, quick, the thicket.
Faster, faster, Bambi! Don't look back.
Keep running.
What'd we say last year? Backstrap?
We made it, Mother! Mother!
Oh. Listen.
Mother!
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 The greatest anti-hunting, deer hunting movie ever made.
Mother!
Little talking deers. Mommy! Big Buck's going to show up now. Did you know that, Bill?
Mother!
Do you remember this from last year? It's a great piece.
Mother!
We're so artistic here. Head of the curve. Oh, poor Bambi.
Your mother can't be with you
anymore. Oh, no. There's some guys pulling off the side of the road crying right
Come.
Now.
My son.
Vulgar, damn the tears. If one of them people don't want to shoot Bambi, to eat one of them burgers I make from venison. With the jalapenos and the cream cheese and the Swiss and the cheddar cheese double stacked on the grill.
Mm-mm.
Bambi! What do you think, Vogler Wagner?
I'd like mine piece? Medium rare.
Your mother can't be with you anymore. Come. My son.
ThomasCoffee.com.
Finally, you're going to tell folks where they can get it. We've been inundated with... Poor Narb couldn't get any to go to turkey camp.
And Wilderness Roast Coffee is available online. They're trying to get a big enough following so they can get it into stores.
Okay, this is not a sales pitch, but everybody needs to know this. We've had this in camp. Two of our camps we've had already. We've had Wilderness Roast. And everybody that's had this coffee, they want it.
and they say their coffee doesn't do the deal anymore after they have Wilderness Roast. Brother Marty was sweared on his coffee, and he had Wilderness Roast, and he's like, where can I get more of this? It's that good. It's really that good.
So thomascoffee.com.
Dude, there's another thing that hunters do that you see the media never wants to cover and never wants to talk about with hunting, and that's the Share the Harvest programs. We got one here in Missouri, and it's all across the country. And you know what's really cool about Bambi and brush carp and all that stuff? That is high quality. There's no additives to that. That is pure protein, good stuff, good for you. The Missouri Department of Conservation and the Conservation Federation of Missouri, they encourage deer hunters to share the harvest. That's what we call it. Hunters help feed hungry Missourians by sharing the harvest. Funds are available to help you cover your process. Now, hunters are doing this. With the anti-people, the Humane Society of America, and anti-hunting people, they don't want to talk about hunters feeding people. So we're going to talk about it. Conservation makes Missouri a great place to hunt for more than 500,000 deer hunters who harvest more than 200,000 deers a year. And they share this harvest to feed Missourians. And they've been doing this since 1992. Missouri hunters have donated more than 3.1 million pounds of venison to the needy through Share the Harvest. In 2013, nearly 4,500 hunters donated more than 227,000 pounds of venison. Now, out of our 500,000 deer hunters, it's really sad that only 4,000 are donating meat. Come on, guys and girls. Let's go.
And one, can we give a hats off to Missouri? The rest of the country, if we've given $4 million, they've done, what is it, $7 million or something.
Yeah. The National Institute of Health state that children need protein in their diets for proper growth and development, and adults need it to maintain good health. Yet many Missourians and their families can't afford to get food sources, protein, deer meat.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and go to break. We're going to come back with you, Bobby Whitehead and Jim Covington, and our little talking Thinking Woodsman in the next segment. With that, we're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side. We're eating food, baby. Merry Christmas.